I'm David.
And I'm Courtney.
And welcome to Room to Roam, a podcast about parenthood and relationships.
And all the shit in between.
All right. Well, welcome to another episode. We have the co-founders of Partum Gardens, Annie and Heidi, who are amazing individuals who have built this organization, this local organization in Portland, that helps all families throughout the process of pregnancy and postpartum, with birthing people and their families, to kind of a holistic approach in providing support. So thank you, Annie and Heidi, for being here.
Yes. Thank you so much for having us.
So good to be here. Yeah.
I think we'll just get it started with both of you. If you could each individually tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you work together with the organization, but we also just love to hear a little bit about you as individuals first.
Awesome. Yeah. Hi, y'all. I'm Annie, mama to Otis and partner to Jeff, co-founder and direct co-director of Partum Gardens, who I've known since we met when we were 18 years old in Boulder, Colorado. I'll give you all a little backstory.
Wow.
We both went to school together and then serendipitously just kind of kept making our way west, finding each other in different cities in Durango, Colorado, and then now in Portland, and have both been like weaving in and out of each other's lives in a really beautiful way. Currently, I am a mama, herbalist, postpartum doula in training, community space holder currently, and garden educator. Here, I use she, her pronouns.
Love it.
Yeah, I'm going to stop there. I'm like, how much time do you have?
I'm just smiling at Annie. I'm like, oh, you're all the things. You're so amazing. Yeah, to add on to Annie's story of how we met, I guess just to say a little bit about myself, I'm Heidi, she, her. I came out to Portland to go to school and do leadership for sustainability education and ended up being a garden educator. The Learning Gardens Laboratory in Southeast Portland. And so between like garden educator and being a retreat leader and doing some somatic coaching. And then I became a mama of sweet Lazelin, and holy crow, my world was just totally transformed. And I was so humbled by birth and the magnitude of birth and postpartum and how deeply it rocked me to my core. And then, you know, the pandemic hit. I was already so into motherhood. And then shortly after that, Annie had a baby. And I found out that she had a baby. And like, I think 3 weeks into her postpartum, I reached out to her and I was like, are you okay? Congratulations. And do you need a grief ceremony? Like, how is your relationship? How are you? How can I support you? And so we, you know, there was, I think, a little bit of like both of us have this like deep desire to be in really meaningful relationship with the earth. And it just, motherhood transformed that for us. Mm-hmm. And then Annie was 10 months postpartum. And we, you know, I was like, wow, I'm 3 years postpartum now. And all I want to do is like support new families and new parents. And how can I take my experience? And then that's when I reached out to Annie. What are you doing? She's like, I've got this idea. So I don't know if that answers. I don't know if that says too much about, I think kind of, yeah, it envelopes what I do. And then also how we kind of came together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This.
Wow.
No, that's amazing. I think it's so helpful to get a little bit of the background on both of you, but also, yeah, where things kind of started to kick off. Those were definitely our next questions, is just how y'all got started with your organization and maybe even what the inspiration was, which I know it seemed like, Heidi, you were kind of going into a little bit there.
Yeah. I mean, I would say for me, my postpartum, the thing that like saved my postpartum soul was having my hands in the soil, gardening, taking my babe to the trees, feeling like I was connecting her to something greater than like just the daily grind of postpartum. you know, all the newness. I was like, I just need to be in the forest and I want to introduce you to the ocean and the trees. And so there was that, like, this earth connection that was so critical to me becoming the mother that I wanted to be. And it was also really hard for my relationship. I had a lot of family around, but it didn't feel that supportive because I didn't have that many people that were raising babies at the same time. And then when Annie shared this idea she had about, and I'll let you speak more to like your original vision, but when she kind of spoke a little bit about it, I was like, that's all I want to do. I want to support families to have community in this earth connection piece, because this time and this season of our lives is so hard to do it alone. Mm-hmm. You should share what you were just dreaming and scheming that winter when I texted you and I was like, what's up, Annie?
Well, you spend time with a napping baby on you in your mind. It's a lot of time to be dreaming next to my babe. And I was undergoing a training postpartum doula care, and you know, community being one of the pillars that my teacher was touting as, you know, you can have all the warm meals and body work and other like support, you know, but if you don't have community in that postpartum experience, it's going to be hard no matter how well resourced you are. Mm-hmm. And I found myself without community in my postpartum. You know, I've got great community here in Portland, not a lot of parents. It's just it can be an isolating experience, and you put the pandemic in there and it just kind of like compounded that feeling. And I really desperately, so badly, I remember in my initial postpartum wanting a space where people were gathering, where there was like a circle of other people who knew what I was going through, who was in the same place as me, where there were elders who could share their experience and stories, and where I could just be held and witnessed and cry and laugh and just talk about what we were going through. That winter of 2021 into 2022, a year and a bit, I was just like, oh my gosh, you know, like we need community, but you can't just up and create community. It's something that has to like organically form around, around something. And as a school garden educator for most of my adult life, I've been gathering in gardens and building gardens and working in gardens. And I'm like, oh yeah, every grant I've ever written is gardens create community. And like, okay, well, we need a garden. Like we need a place where we can just go to. And it just like a lightning bolt. I remember like running downstairs. We were staying with my parents. It was kind of over the holidays, and being like, oh my gosh, this is what I need to do. And I was like, I felt electric in my body. I remember just feeling like, whoa, this is something that's so important. And like, why doesn't this exist already? Like what? And I remember like kind of like looking for information on it and not really finding anything and being like, I have to build this. Like this has to be a thing. I want my son to be raised in community and to be raised with the earth and with other people who have their hands and their feet on the ground and their hearts there. And it's like kind of selfishly creating things that we desperately so needed in our own postpartum, and what was so healing for us, we hope and know is healing for other people, because we're not alone. And that's like the one thing in that we hope that Partum Gardens does for folks is help them realize that they're not alone. They're so held in a network of support through the people that come to Partum Gardens, but also even through the earth, you know, what they can carry home with them, the medicine of connection with plants and each other, you know.
Wow. That's so amazing. Like you, like sharing, I think sparked for me, like how important we talk about this community. And I feel like on this podcast, like every episode so far, we've talked about how important community is and how isolating feeling it is kind of entering parenthood. And if you are a new parent and you don't have a lot of people that also are parents, it's really isolating feeling like you're by yourself or you're on this journey alone. And that was something we really, this podcast and building community is something we were definitely hoping to to achieve by doing this. I'm wondering if you maybe can talk a little bit about the Partum Gardens community and what that looks like.
Mm-hmm. Well, we started with like three people for our first gathering. And we did and still do our very best to make sure that this is a space that's we're welcoming families, all genders. Like, we just want all folks showing up that are in this time in their lives, you know, like, and so at the, and we both identify as mama, but we're like, we need the dads in here. We need the parents in here. We need anybody that feels like they are like, you know, in that role of nurturing and new families. And so we had like three people come the first time. And then we had maybe six people, seven, 10 for like the first two, three months or so. And then we, all of a sudden, it was like word got out that we had this really sweet space under some trees over at the Learning Gardens Lab. And now we have like 30 people that come every week. And we have some grandmas that join us. Yeah. And we definitely have some coming in. We have toddlers that started with us crawling, barely crawling, and now they're walking and they're like climbing wheelbarrows together. Yeah. It's really magical. Like, it's people are showing up every week, and you know, rain or shine, we're now in a hoop house, so we're dry and too toasty on sunny days here in the winter. And it's just really beautiful and magical. People have been like sharing that they have an abundance of breast milk, and sharing clothes, making medicine together, making bouquets together. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Now they're like making, you know, they're making time together outside of Partum Gardens, but it's nice. Like every Wednesday at 9:30 to 12, people show up, they come whenever they want. They leave when they want. Babies are napping on the floor on bodies. Really? It was just so, it's a space where we kind of create like an offering, a workshop for, or like it'll either just be an open gathering or there'll be an option of a workshop. Mm-hmm. And people can participate in that if they want, or they just can come and be in the green, in the hoop house or out in the garden space. So that's,
yeah,
our community is very much the trees around and the flowers we grow and the birds and all the sweet new fams.
That's amazing. Yeah, I think you kind of started to go into it, but what's like the framework of what y'all do, you know, on a day-to-day basis as far as what the organization is providing?
Yeah, we try to hold, at least we hold space from 9:30 to 12. So truly, like, you can come whenever it's in your flow. You know, you've got a napping baby, you need it. I remember being postpartum and being like, wait, you want me to be where at what time? Somewhere at a certain time? Like, do you understand what's going on? You know, like, so that was really important to us, like having a large enough window of time so people can come and go as they please and what's in the flow of their day. So there isn't a hard start time or a circle time, but when we kind of reach like a little bit of a critical mass, we will try to circle up and have, you know, just share something, share our names, share where we're at, share, you know, some sort of connection to potentially what's going on in the season, just in rhythms of nature, try to tie us to cycles that are larger than selves, ourselves, so that we can, you know, feel a little humble to it all. Mm-hmm. And then we have garden tasks that we try to bring into everyday gatherings, and then workshops that's either medicine, like herbal medicine based, or some skill, you know, that hopefully they can carry back to their mm-hmm. families too. It's a very informal, I know a lot of folks, like, you know, you don't know what to expect when you're going to go to a gathering. And like Heidi and I don't know what to expect when we're about to go into a daily gathering. You know, it's like we have like an idea of what we want to try to offer. And
But like every day is so unique depending on the vibe of the group and what's going on outside. And like, we try to allow some room for flexibility because families need, you know, like we need spaces that we can have flexibility in and we can have good days and bad days in, you know, and like,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I just want to say to that, like, you know, as we're kind of figuring out our foundation going forth on like our gatherings every Wednesday, 9:30 to 12, free always.
Yeah.
Come families, like this is your inherent rebuilding of the village. Like you need to be here. Babies need to be here. Let's recreate this for free always.
Yeah.
And then we were like, okay, how can we make this sustainable? Like, you know, the education pieces and the workshops. So those will always, there's a sliding scale fee if you want to take something home.
Mm-hmm.
And the gatherings will always include activities that are always free as well. Like body work. We have incredible, incredible yeah. somatic body workers that are also both parents. We'll always have herbal tea.
Mm-hmm.
There's always a bucket of soil for babies to maybe fill pots mm-hmm. or maybe just dig in. yeah, so the wellness activities are always a part of the gatherings and will always be free. And again, the workshops are just if you have the capacity to do it and if you'd like to take something home, then there's yeah. a sliding scale fee for that. And we're starting, we do every Wednesday, but we're starting a once a month Saturday gathering. Sorry, no, it's like a gathering and workshop so that work and parents can come as well.
Yeah, I think just really trying to create a new culture of care that is unlike other offerings in that, like, you don't need to sign up. Like, we really, mm-hmm. I think, just come as you are, connect and truly be that space that like you can rely on, that's steady. And yeah, it's been important to us. You know, people are like, well, you should create a sign up and you should do this and you need, you know, and I think part of like new parenthood is like you, what little capacity we have, we want to just be going back to nourishing folks and not taxing them any further with
mm-hmm.
structured, unnecessary structure, I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sounds like you really have tried to minimize as many barriers or remove as many right. barriers as possible for families to just get up support and a way to connect with people. And that's so amazing of just here to show up when you can, show up who you are. We are a community that accepts you and we have all these support services and removing all the barriers like other financial or other barriers to where people can just access your services and supports. That's amazing.
Yeah. Heck yeah. It's, you know, we are failing families. I'm going to, you know, the dominant culture currently is failing families. I feel like this time is so precious for new families. There's so much like sweet vulnerability in there and so much patterning. You know, I think that we can set up really healthy patterns for future generations if we have healthy postpartum families.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's what we're hoping for.
Yeah. And you touched on kind of briefly, like, one, any stage, right, of prenatal, pregnancy, postpartum, throughout either part of the process that you have folks that come in, which is it's amazing. And you mentioned kind of on grief ceremony and just that grieving process because of all the changes that are happening for one, like your own identity as a parent, as a mama, mm-hmm. as the caregiver, and it's your life shift as well. And I'm curious if you can touch a little bit more on grief ceremonies and what that experience is like and kind of helping our listeners kind of understand more about that.
Totally. Partum Gardens has the only thing we've done is like opened space to, you know, like facilitated circles to share some of the more challenging things going on for people. Mm-hmm. And we have our first grief ceremony coming up this April, where we're going to play with the idea of like, how can we process grief in community and with our babies there?
Mm-hmm.
We have some mamas that have lost babies, and also want to like hold that, or like want to share that grief with other parents and be in it together. And like those mamas actually brought it to Partum Gardens and said, can we do this? And so neither of us, like Annie and I, neither of us are therapists, mm-mm. but we believe that community can hold this. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to facilitate a mini ceremony to just where people can process as they feel safe and comfortable. And, you know, we also really believe that the Learning Gardens Laboratory is a 12-acre site that is full of gardens and beautiful trees, and there's an orchard. And I think there's something also to just trusting that the earth can hold us in some of our deep grief and overwhelm. And we trust in that space to like trust in the community and trust in that, the space there to just nurture, hold during some of those like deeper processing emotions, feelings, experiences. Mm-hmm. Cause we certainly, you know, when I just like from a personal, personally, like 3 days postpartum, my partner was on the floor crying, like, and we didn't really know how to process that even together. And like, there was a lot of joy in having a baby, but it was also just so inherent in the experience. Like my identity, his identity shifted so much, and we didn't have anyone to talk to about it. Mm-hmm. And I think that Partum Gardens and the community that's formed there, everyone has already expressed so much the ability to express freely that there's also sadness and grief and overwhelm in parenthood. Mm-hmm. There's so much connection there. Mm-hmm. And there's so much, I can be the mom that I want to be when I cannot like bottle up the feelings of overwhelm, and I can, you know, almost like commiserate with another parent, like, mm-hmm. yeah, this is hard, and I'm still a really great mom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I think just holding space for that, like, this is so much a part of parenthood. Grief is so much a part of it. And it's also like, how can we hold both of those experiences, right? Like the paradox of life is already so hard and so beautiful. And then parenthood, I think, just like really, really heightens both of those. Yeah. It gets so much harder and so much more difficult. And the logistics of just leaving the house are so hard. Mm-hmm. And it's so hard for your relationship, but like, my goodness, it mm-hmm. gets so much sweeter. And it gets, yeah, I mean, so we're holding space for the possibility of grief to be also like the possibility of processing grief as a really nurturing thing mm-hmm. for the soil that we're planting ourselves into, and that we're, you know, growing anew and becoming new parents and new families. Like, yeah, let the grief be here. Mm-hmm. Not be afraid of it. And like, can we share it together and process it together versus go find, you know, one care provider that's going to quote unquote fix things for you. Like, can we just do this in community mm-hmm. here on the earth, here on this soil with our hands in the dirt and our kids coming into process with us mm-hmm. when they can.
Mm-hmm. And seeing us heal as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of it. The full spectrum. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I feel like y'all have really done a great job of explaining that. And just something I was talking about with, I have a handful of friends actually who have all delivered babies in a relatively similar time frame as me.
Beautiful. So nice.
Yeah. And we were just chatting the other day about, you know, postpartum is not just for people who have, you know, a baby that came earthside, you know?
Mm. Yes. Yes.
That grief and that postpartum can be experienced for people who don't have a baby, you know, sleeping on them at the time and that, you know, that parents have might have entered parenthood without having a baby come along with them, you know?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of talking about birth is a rite of passage, and regardless of how you end on the other side, like that's such a portal to transfer through. And I want to hold that, like, it's so transformative, like pregnancy and birth. Mm-hmm. However you birth is so transformative. Mm-hmm. And like regardless of what happens on the other side, but then we are all postpartum, and I can't, you know, I mean, to just go back to like the idea that like Annie and I are just trying to create a container where people can be in their postpartum time, however they feel they need and want to be, especially folks too that have lost babies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They're still very much postpartum, and parents who also like their babies have grown, you know, have like grown and left the house. Like we still see older folks is still postpartum. We have some people that come and hang out at Partum Gardens just for the joy of like being in this community. Mm-hmm. That babies are like, you know, 9 and 12 and they go to school and they just want to support and be in community. Mm-hmm. And then their kids come when they can, and we love when they come.
remembering like bringing back people together, remembering the village. Mm-hmm. Yeah. you need it in postpartum and birth, you need it especially in grief. Like need the village in so many aspects of our life, and I think postpartum is just like a super concentrated dose of when it's absolutely necessary.
Mm-hmm. I think you guys have also touched on a lot of what we've been talking about, that like when does postpartum end, and you know, hearing mm-hmm. people who have 12-year-olds are still, it's like it doesn't, you know. Mm-hmm. Right, like okay.
Or that crazy idea that postpartum is like 6 weeks. Yeah. You go under your 6-week check and then you're good to go, get back to your life. I'm like, that is the most wild idea. That's so wild. Who designed that?
Absolutely. Yeah, we did like polls on our Instagram the other day about that and like the time frame, and we got such a mixed bag of reviews. Some people saying 6 weeks is when it ends, 12 weeks. Some people saying never. Some when like your hormones re-regulate. And I was like, yeah, different opinion.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. We definitely, you know, it was really sweet. Last summer we had a grandma come and she'd bring her granddaughter. So she was like back in that fresh postpartum time with her month-old babe. You know, she didn't birth her, but she was very much in the raising of that babe and probably not sleeping very well.
Yep.
So she's experiencing a, you know, post-birth experience. Then she, like, yeah, she's back in the postpartum world.
Yeah. We need elders. We need people in all ages and stages of life. Yeah. Witnessing each other and helping each other, supporting, just create network. Because, you know, folks that don't, yeah, there's just many different levels of capacity and it all kind of, like, comes together in a beautiful way when
you
have the space to.
Yeah, especially when you have such different experiences, people bringing in their knowledge and experiences and into the community. So it's a wealth pool of knowledge. And right. So certain things work for some and some don't work for others, but that knowledge is there and that shared experience is there. And you can take what you want that you feel is best for you.
Yeah. I think it's really been sweet too. Also, like I didn't have a whole lot of education or like theories in my back pocket around how to parent. And then, you know, it was like, oh, a lot of it was really inherent for me, like how to be sweet and tender with a young baby in a way that felt good for me. But then she turned 3 and I was like, whoa, I need way more skills. And it's so sweet to see other parents parent their 2, 3, 4, 10-year-old, you know, however old the kid, but like language is important and powerful. And when I get like the way Annie talks to Odie sometimes, I'm like, oh, that was a wise way to like communicate to him, or to see how parents are communicating to their toddlers about sharing. Mm-hmm. Or how some parents are like, yeah, my school is practicing this and I got this really great resource about parenting in the way that might feel a little bit more appropriate to you. So it's just been nice to have, just other parents.
Yeah, that's the true medicine, I think, of Partum Gardens, is really just coming together and sharing what's going on in our life that week.
Right.
That day.
Oh, your 3-year-old is really hard too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. You take a breath together.
Yeah, totally.
So then I guess this is amazing support and amazing resource. I guess my question would be then, how do people access, how do people, you know, where is it located? How do people get information? If that's some information that you all want to kind of share of how people can get to you.
Yeah, you can find us at our website, partumgardens.org. We gather weekly at Learning Gardens Lab. We've got that time Wednesdays, 9:30 to 12. No need to sign up. There's maps and instructions of like exactly where in this larger site you might just find other mamas wandering around also looking for us or parents wandering around. But there's maps on our Instagram highlight, so, and maps as well on our website. Yeah, find us in Southeast Portland on Wednesdays. We're there.
Occasional Saturdays.
Yeah.
The calendar is online.
Mm-hmm.
And we are.
Mm-hmm. If you want to take a workshop, yeah, check out our calendar of offerings. If you want to take a workshop, you can sign up on our website too.
Or you can sign up day of.
Reach out through Instagram right now. We're trying to figure out. We're trying to like resurrect our email that we set up way long ago that never came.
But really, all you need to know, like, easy Instagram, partumgardens.org. Bring a tea vessel, bring a blanket if you want. You'll walk in, you'll see rugs, you'll see blankets. Take a seat wherever you want.
Yeah.
Walk around, do whatever you need. Grab some tea, mm-hmm. Get cozy.
So now part of what we do on our podcast is we do a segment called Weekly Winter Woe. And so this is a time this throughout the week that you've had a win of something that went well, or maybe something that didn't go so well that you're like, oops, and that's a woe, either in your professional, your relationship, or co-parenting or parenting realm. And so, yeah, I'll start us off. And a win this last week, you know, I feel like I've been highlighting it every podcast. It's just like sleep is such a big thing for me. And the last, like, first few weeks, sleep was not possible or it was really hard or disrupted. And I was really struggling. And the last, like, few weeks, this week specifically, sleep has been such an amazing thing in our household. Rome, our daughter, has been falling asleep pretty easily throughout the night.
Mm-hmm.
Some pretty consistent sleep throughout the night, and so I'd say that's a win for me for this week.
Yes. Sleep on, baby.
Exactly. How about Heidi or Annie, what about for you?
I'll share one that I just had last night. Such a big win. My heart is like exploding about it right now, actually. So I have a 3.5-year-old daughter, Laz, and a 3-month-old, Abby. And Abby was pretty colicky and had a really uncomfortable baby. It took him a second to land in his body. And every single night, we'd have 2 or 3 hours of screaming at the beginning. And within like the last 2 weeks, he's really been softening into his body and going to sleep a little easier. And so we're transitioning out of that time where he's doing that big crying, but I still was unsure how I was going to do bedtime with 2 babes in a way that felt connected, right? Like I didn't know how to give 2 babies the time that they both needed because he was crying as I was reading to her or, you know, just breakdowns. And my partner's home a lot at night, but he's a firefighter for the city. And so he'll be gone sometimes 24 or 48 hours. And last night we had our first night where I asked my daughter for help. And I said, you know, we actually went over to Annie's for dinner. So we had like a really nourishing meal and we could come home. And I was able to just like talk her through how she could help, how she could support. And then, you know, so that I can get Abby into bed. And so she took her personal time. She like read a book and then got in the bath, putting Abby down. So I was just doing this back and forth. And then Abby actually fell asleep. And I was able to go then to, like, take a bath with Laz and be playful with her. And then we were able to have, like, 3 books to send her off to sleep. And the last thing she said before I closed the door, she was like, "Mom, we got to have a day with Abby just to ourselves." And the fact that, like, she was excited about that was so sweet to me, because I think just, like, sending her off at the end of the day in the most connecting way that she wanted and, like, always had was such a win. Like, she was excited to hang out with her brother today, and I was like, yes, we get to hang out with Abby tomorrow. And that was just such a big win. I was like, oh, it's possible to be a mom of two in the way that I want to, in the way that I want to mother and connect with these babies. So that's my big win.
Yeah. Special moment and memory that you'll have forever.
Yeah, thank you.
How about you, Annie?
I just dropped my mother off at the airport, so I've been blessed with 4 days of support that I don't normally have. So huge win in having family in town. My wonderful, beautiful mother, who, you know, we got to make super yummy meals together, and she would, you know, Jeff and I, my partner and I, got some, like, alone time. Pretty much almost, we haven't really had much help in caretaking Odie, and having some alone time after dinner, just, like, cleaning up together, and hearing my mom, like, read to Odie and playing with him in the other room, and just having, yeah, moments together again. Our relationship is coming out of, like, that dark night of the soul. I feel like that postpartum just brings into almost any partnership. And it was such a blessing to, like, have that space and the support of my mom there. So feeling like super, yeah, like, yummy after some family time. Big win for me this week.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Courtney?
I think I'll do a whoa. And I think my mommy heart just felt like I was responsible for it. So I want to make that known that I know I'm not now, but I think in the moment I definitely felt that way. I think we had a little hangout session with our daughter's cousin. And he's 2 and he's super sweet, but also he's, like, very lively because he's 2. And I set Rome on the ground to, like, stare up at him while he played with her toys. And it was super cute. And they were being really adorable together. And all of a sudden Dominic had one of her music instruments in his hand and he let it fly. And it hit Rome right in the forehead. And me and my sister-in-law both were like, oh no, and it left a mark on her head, and she screamed and cried, and I was just so nervous, and obviously I do not blame my nephew in the slightest, but I was just like, oh no, should I not, like, let her around 2-year-olds with toys? Like, so that was definitely my woe, but she seems okay. Everyone keeps reassuring me she's fine.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
2-year-olds.
2-year-olds.
let the younger baby be around the older one. You just got to be ready to, like, catch things in the air and block them. And
right? Yeah, I felt like I needed to be, like, on guard for sure.
Oh, definitely not your fault. The nature of a 2-year-old, that 2-year-old energy. Woo!
Well, I appreciate you guys doing our win and woe with us and just being here. I think this is going to be so helpful. We have so many friends in our community right now who are either parents or thinking about it or pregnant. And I think that this will be such a great resource for them. And I did step out of the room briefly to console my daughter, but did David go through just her website and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got that all in there, how folks can find us. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, is there any last minute things you guys want just for our listeners to know about your program and your organization?
I feel like we've covered everything, but I just hope that if if folks can make it to Partum Gardens, great. And if not, like, do your best to find community, ask for help, Like, there's, this second time round, you know, postpartum round two, I did a little bit more. It was so much better just asking for help and having community. And there were so many people that really came through saying, like, thank you for asking for help and giving me a reason to, like, or, you know, so many aunts that have, like, come over for dinner to hold a baby. And they were like, this brought so much joy to my life. And so even when it feels like you are, if you're feeling alone, like, yeah, try to reach out, try to create community, because it does really bring a lot of joy to other people to also be in young people's lives. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would say about the postpartum time, the birthing time.
Yeah, I just hope that folks, that we see you in the garden. Come feel held. Come land the ground and cry if you need to. Honestly, that's what I needed a lot of days postpartum. And I feel just like I never want anybody to feel alone. So if you are, come down. If not, reach out. Yeah, find the support that you need and call in your people. And maybe we're your people.
I think also another thing too that might be helpful, or not helpful, but that we want people to know is that we're also a community of, like, so people have so many skills and things to offer. So if you are someone that also wants to offer something to this community, we're so open to so many ideas of how people can share their gifts and skills and experience also with this community.
Yeah, I think being a bit of an incubator for new families, new parents to grow into the new people that they want to be. And maybe that's offering and exploring something new in their lives. And we can be a space where you can bring that with the little capacity that potentially you have as a new parent. But that's one of our goals too, as well as, you know, have folks to collaborate with and really not just be, yeah, about what we find interesting, but hopefully what everyone does.
Yeah, bringing all the knowledge into the community and experiences to really help any person go in there.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Heidi and
Annie. Thank you so much.
For taking the time to chat with us and share this amazing organization. And make sure to check them out on Instagram, Partum Gardens is their Instagram handle. Either to just kind of see the amazing work they do, or to reach out and connect if there's a service or support you want to provide to them. Thank you both so much, and I hope you have a great rest of the day.
Thank you so much, David and Courtney.
Thanks.
All right, well, take care and have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, y'all.
Yay, y'all. Thanks, you too.